This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV talking about the Maryland situation. They lose last night in the Sweet 16 to Florida, who, look, they're a great team. They're a one seed, so that's not devastating, but everybody is wondering, what is Kevin Willard, the head coach, going to do next? I know Jason and I just got a text from an insider.
Oh, very good.
Claims Buzz Williams is going to be Maryland's next head coach. We'll see.
Baffles me if that happens.
I saw that rumor yesterday, too.
I saw his name out there, but I don't know where that starts. I mean, it could just start on social and people run with it, but I mean, Buzz Williams is from Texas. He was at Virginia Tech for 5 years. He went to Texas A&M because he's from Texas, always wanted to go there. And now he wants to come to College Park.
He's probably getting handsomely compensated at Texas A&M.
He's in the SEC. You know the SEC's got ridiculous resources.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want a coach who will leave you high and dry, I don't know if Buzz Williams is the coach you want. The guy takes a new job every 2 to 3 years.
That name doesn't make sense, but who knows? None of this really makes sense.
He was at Marquette from 08 to 14. He was at Virginia Tech from 14 to 19, and he's been at Texas A&M from 19 to now.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good coach, but I don't know why he'd want to come to College Park. It's not like a dream job.
There are a lot of rumors. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. That's the same number for the Lido text line. Lido Pizza, of course, a local favorite since 1965, serving pizza, subs, and wings, and salads.
Guess where I went last night for dinner?
Lido Pizza.
Lido.
Jason, I didn't go and sit there. I ordered out.
You know their pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. I should mention
you can't call them Lido's Pizza. It's Lido Pizza. Yeah. Like, I know you're not from around here if you call them Lido's. I just know.
But
would never do such a thing because he's wearing their hoodie.
But if you say you're going to Lido's.
Yeah. A lot of people say Lido's.
I say I'm going to Lido's. Maybe, I don't usually say I'm going to Lido.
Maybe that's a little bit of a carve-out. Possibly. I'll give you a little bit of wiggle room. But I'm going to...
When you ask people,
raise an eyebrow.
When you ask people...
If you say Lido's...
When you ask people, like if let's say they come over to your house.
Yeah.
And you're having a little gathering, but you're going to order some pizza.
Yeah.
Would you say, hey guys, do you want some Lido?
Yeah.
Or do you say, do you want some Lido's?
I
kind of say Lido's.
I might slip into Lido's. I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth.
It's Lido. It's always Lido.
Yeah,
you wouldn't say, we're going to go get some Burger King's.
Right.
No, you're correct.
I'm not going to go get McDonald's.
I know you're correct grammatically.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a tendency, and I've heard other people say it, and I think Cakes has admitted to saying it, that when people say they're going to order out, they say, hey, do you guys want some Lido's?
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's just the way it is.
I'm going to have to follow Drab's lead. I'm just going to have to be resolute in just always doing Lido or Lido pizza.
Yeah.
Because that's the correct way to do it.
Well, bottom line is you can text us on the Lido pizza text line, 1-800-636-1067. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. But there's so much going on in the sports world. Why don't we open up the Junkie Sports page?
I love days like this.
Yeah, you do. These are your faves.
Yesterday, you know, the weather was really nice, mid-60s, maybe low-60s. The wind had died down, sunny, felt warm. So my neighbors all wanted to have a driveway happy hour.
Okay.
And, you know, I love driveway happy hours.
Sure.
But they wanted to have it right at 4 o'clock.
Okay. First pitch for the Nats. F off?
And I said, oh, my gosh, this is right when opening day, first pitch.
Yeah.
So I did. I went out there for a couple drinks, okay. But then I came back
now,
in.
Now, is it always BYOB, or does one person bring all the drinks?
Oh, like, no, it's BYOB.
Okay, yeah. You just bring your own. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's like a group of five houses.
Okay, got
Everyone
it.
One walks into the cul-de-sac and then goes into one driveway, and they just start talking.
You guys bring your folding, your folding chairs, the whole bit?
Yesterday, we just stood.
Okay.
Kids are all going crazy. There's a lot of young kids in my neighborhood.
Mm. What was your poison?
I was drinking some open road bourbon and Diet Coke.
Nice.
Had a couple of those.
Anyway,
you know, it was a big day, obviously, with opening day. We'll talk about that later. But big day, obviously, because Maryland was playing in the Sweet 16 against Florida. We kind of recapped that game. 87-71 final. Florida's really, really good. That's 33 wins now. And
looks like he's about 15 years old.
He looks young.
He looks so young.
Yep.
I think he's 39.
He doesn't look it, but maybe.
He doesn't even look that old.
But they out-rebounded the Terps by 22. I mean, that's a huge, huge difference. One of the kids that came off the bench for Florida, Thomas Hawk, he had 9 boards off the bench. Mm-hmm. He had 13-9 off the bench. And you're just not going to get that from any Terp.
So, yeah, they were getting a lot of second-chance points.
Yep.
I did think Queen was the best player on the court.
Queen's very good. Yeah, Queen's obviously a pro. And you saw the last of Derek Queen.
Yeah. I said to my son while we're watching in the basement, I was like, enjoy this because this is the last time you're going to see Derek Queen wearing a Maryland uniform.
Yes.
This is it. This is the swan song.
Yep.
And it was a good one by him.
If he develops that jumper, and he knocked down, I think, 2 threes, if he develops that, he could be a really, really good pro.
He had one last night. I think he had 2 in the Colorado State game.
Yeah.
He had 2 early in the game against Colorado State. He had 1 last night.
Now he's got to get the range out a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
But he's... He can play. He's a good player.
He was perfect from the free throw line, too.
10. Yeah. So, you know, the second half was pretty much all Florida, even though Maryland kept it close in the first half. But great season, and then obviously we'll see what happens with Kevin Willard. We'll be talking about that throughout the show. Also, last night, and I really wanted to watch this game, too, and this game started first, Alabama and BYU, just because of the pace of play of both teams.
It was frenetic.
It was unbelievable. It really was. And I thought Bama would win. I took Bama in one of my survivor pools because BYU, you know, they're better athletically.
Yeah.
And BYU is not a great defensive team. And if Bama was able to get 3-point shots off, which they were, I just thought that they were going to be the better team. I didn't think they would be this much better. I didn't think they would win by 25.
You didn't think they'd hit 25 3-pointers?
Think about that number. Think about this number, people. They took 66 shots in the game. 51 of them were threes.
Yeah.
So they only took 15 shots inside the arc in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable to me. I don't think I've ever seen that in a college basketball game.
Alabama was great, and they were clearly outclassing BYU. But that kid, Igor Demon from BYU, he's a stud.
Yeah, he'll be a top pick.
Yeah, he'll
be a top pick.
He kind of jumped off the screen while I was flicking back and forth. Like
if you look
at
mock drafts, he's up there.
Yeah, he was impressive. Yep.
But that offensive approach, my buddy Michael Schwimmer that runs Big League Advance, he works with Alabama and Nate Oates on their game plans. That's all by design.
Of course. That's what they want to do. And
another part of their design yesterday was BYU, I believe, was the best team in the country on transition corner threes.
Yep.
They took that away. They made BYU get buckets in the paint, which they don't usually do. And they're like, okay, you can take buckets and paint. You can two.
We'll trade.
We're
going to
take
two.
Threes.
Yeah, we'll trade threes for twos all game long.
No, you're right. And also
good strategy.
But also they just weren't on. I mean,
right.
BYU has a couple guys who can shoot the three really well in the 40s percentage wise. Saunders and Knell, and those kids can really shoot, but they were not good last night. And when you go 6 for 30 from threes against Bama,
yeah,
you're just not going to win.
Yep, it's lights out at that point.
But it was a fun game to watch. I mean, second half was obviously a blowout, but it was a fun game to watch. A lot of points, no defense. But just think about that number: 25 for 51 on threes, 50% from threes. I mean, that's unbeatable. It's an unbeatable statistic.
Yeah, and Mark Sears had 10 of them.
And Mark Sears, who has turned into one of the best players in the country. This guy started out in the MAC conference, guys. Mm-hmm. Started out at Ohio U. He was a MAC conference player, and now he goes to the SEC, and he's been there for 3 years, and he's become one of the best players in the country. So Alabama beats BYU. So Florida is going to play Texas Tech, who beat Arkansas in overtime last night. I didn't watch any of this game because I went night-night, but just kind of reading the recap, Arkansas had a really big lead for most of this game. I think they were up, I don't know, they were up 14-15 at one point, maybe more. They blew a 13-point lead with under 5 minutes to play. And they lose 85-83. And again, the difference in this game, we kind of talked about rebounding in the Florida game. Rebounding in this game, the Texas Tech Raiders had 22 offensive rebounds.
No.
Think about that.
Yeah, they had 51 rebounds total.
Yep. So they were just killing Arkansas on the boards and getting second and third chances. And 22 offensive rebounds is just a big number. And Texas Tech wins that game 85-83. So they're going to advance and play Florida. Bama, we just talked about, they're going to play Duke. Duke beats Arizona 100-93. Cooper Flagg had 30 in the game. And they were also very efficient from threes. They were 11 for 19. And they shot 60% for the game. You know, Arizona shot the ball pretty well, too. They just couldn't stop Cooper Flagg, and they couldn't stop Knepel, and he had 20 in the game.
Yeah, it's hard to beat Duke when they shoot 58% from three-point land.
Like, yeah, I mean, these numbers are crazy.
That's going to be a tough nut to crack.
Yes. Who took Duke in the Survivor?
I took
Survivor?
Duke last night.
Cakes took Duke. JP took Bama.
I wasn't crazy about taking Duke, but it dawned on me that I just have to make it to the next day. Just make it to today.
Yep.
With the team intact.
Yeah, I took a chance. I took Arkansas.
Yep.
Because I had already used in previous games, I had already used some of the top seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not happy about it because I wanted to win this thing. I had already used Tennessee, I'd already used Bama. I mean, I could have gone out on a limb and used another one seed, but I'm out.
It is ricking me that the two guys left. I guess Bickle's left too, right?
Three guys. Evie's left, yeah.
You guys took the overwhelming favorites from the get-go, and everyone else is trying to pick like the 8 seed to advance, and you guys just took a bunch of 1 seeds. But you're going to run into a problem here because all the top seeds keep winning.
I only took one 1 seed. I still have Duke.
I've now burned 2 1 seeds. I burned Auburn, and I burned Duke last
night. I still have
night.
Florida, right?
You better hope that...
JP still has Florida. He's used, out of the teams that are still alive, he's used Tennessee, Houston.
I used 1-1.
Yeah, and then you've used Texas Tech and Michigan State. So you've used a bunch of twos, but you've only used 1-1.
I really need like a Houston versus Florida final because I'm trying to save those are my aces up my sleeve at this point.
Yeah.
Bama was to me a little bit of a risky play, but I felt like I needed to go with Bama to save the ones.
But again, this is not for big money. This is $10 a man.
Bragging rights.
Okay, yep. Whatever.
Bragging rights.
I'll give you my pick right now. I'm picking the Vols today. I'm going to burn another high seed.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Why not?
I'm not positive. I'm leaning Michigan State. But
JP can't take Michigan State.
You already used them.
You used them already.
He's burned yet.
I think is that I'm using them for jabbies.
Yeah. You just gotta
I got to look at what I got going on.
Yes. So, all right. So those were the games from last night. Four more tonight, starting at 7:09 on CBS. It's going to be Ole Miss and Michigan State. Michigan State's laying about 3.5 in that game. Kentucky is playing Tennessee for the third time. That's a 7:39 game on TBS. And Kentucky has swept Tennessee. It's going to be very difficult to beat Tennessee three times, but we'll see. Tennessee's a 4.5-point favorite in that game. And then Michigan.
That's interesting, even though they lost both times.
Yep, they're the fave. Slight favorite, but they're the favorite. Michigan is playing Auburn. That's a 9:39 scheduled first tip, opening tip. Auburn lays 8.5. And also Purdue is playing Houston. That's the late game, and Houston is an 8.5-point favorite. So four more games. Checking out your brackets. You know, a lot of the top seeds still advancing. The last time all four one seeds advanced to the Elite Eight, well, I believe, was about 9 years ago. So it's certainly a possibility. And we're just kind of waiting to see what happens with old K-Dub over there in College Park. I'm not sure what time their flight leaves. I think it probably leaves sometime this morning from San Francisco back to the East Coast.
By the way, with Arkansas out, who's the lowest remaining seed?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably just
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, yeah, six seed.
Wow.
Super chalky tournament.
Yep.
No Cinderellas. Mostly blue bloods.
Yeah, but that's what people want later in the tournament, because when it's Florida Atlantic and San Diego State in the Final Four, everyone complains and says, well, why would I watch this?
Right.
Yeah. So, and last year you had NC State make that crazy run. Yeah. True Cinderella.
Nobody wants a real Cinderella in the Final Four. And maybe it's, if it's a small school.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it when it was VCU and George Mason, obviously.
Yeah. Of course, but it was so long ago. I want to see the Dukes and the Alabamas and the Houstons and the Auburns.
Yeah,
and
I see enough of Alabama college football knowing that they're good.
But they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch.
They definitely jack up a lot of threes.
So we'll see what's going on. I know that we're going to talk about some of the other locals. Caps played last night, obviously opening day with the Nats.
Right.
Wizards play a great defensive game last night. So we'll talk about that.
We do have Will Dawkins, their GM. He'll join us coming up at 8:25. Also, Kevin McCarthy to talk some movies. It's been a while since we've talked to Kevin.
Good.
He'll jump on in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:25. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.